Welcome back to Keeping It Real with Coach Roz, coming off mute podcast, where we tackle life's toughest challenges with honesty, empathy, and faith. I am your host, Dr. Rosalind Willis, better known as Coach Roz, the birthing purpose coach. I remind everyone that I meet, as long as you got a pulse, you got a purpose. In today's episode, we're diving deep into the journey of coping with grief and the loss of a loved one. But we're not walking this path alone, fam. We'll explore 12 steps for coping with grief, incorporating the stages of grief, and finding comfort in the unwavering support of the Holy Spirit. And with Jesus, all things are possible. I'm a witness. Now, in 2019, I lost my dad. I thought I would never heal from that hurt, because I never imagined living this life without my daddy. I can truly say that without Jesus, I would have lost my mind. God's word is so true. The Holy Spirit comforted me and Jesus healed me. Do not get me wrong. I still cry at the thought of my dad sometimes, but it's not the same. I miss him, but I know he's in a better place. I know he's not suffering in his body like he was on this side of glory. God has healed me and taught me how to cope and bring hope to others after the loss of my loved one. I want to share these tools with you that have helped me through. Step one, acknowledge the loss. Grief begins with acknowledging the profound loss we've experienced. As we open our hearts to the reality of our pain, we invite the Holy Spirit to surround us with his comforting presence and help us navigate the journey ahead. Step two, allow yourself to feel grief. It's a complex tapestry of emotions, from deep sadness to anger and confusion. By allowing ourselves to feel these emotions fully, we create a space for healing and restoration, knowing that Jesus empathizes with our pain and offers his comfort. Step three, reach out for support in times of grief. It's vital to lean on the support of others, whether it's friends, family, or faith communities. Seeking comfort and companionship allows us to share our burden and experience the love and compassion of Jesus through those around us. Step four, this is very important, fam. Take care of yourself. Self-care is essential during times of grief. Jesus invites us to come to him when we are weary and burdened, promising rest and renewal. Taking care of ourselves physically, emotionally, and spiritually enables us to navigate grief with strength and resilience. Step five, understand the stages of grief. Now, this is where I'm going to break down those stages for you all, so it just help you understand a little bit better those stages of grief. The first stage of grief is denial. Initially, there may be a refusal to accept the reality of the loss. This can serve as a defense mechanism to protect oneself from the overwhelming emotions associated with the loss. The next one is anger. As the reality of the loss sets in, individuals may experience feelings of anger. This anger can be directed towards oneself or others, or even the person who has passed away. It's a natural response to feelings of powerlessness and injustice. Then there's bargaining. In this stage, individuals may try to negotiate with God or attempt to make deals to reverse or alleviate the loss. This can involve thoughts like, if only I had done something differently, maybe this wouldn't have happened. The next one is depression. As the full weight of the loss is realized, feelings of sadness, emptiness, and despair may set in. This stage is characterized by a profound sense of mourning and may involve withdrawing from others and experiencing physical symptoms of grief. The next stage is acceptance. In this final stage, individuals come to terms with the reality of the loss. While the pain of the loss may still be present, there's a sense of peace and resolution. Acceptance does not necessarily mean being okay with the loss, but rather finding a way to live with it and move forward. It's important to note that these stages are not necessarily experienced in that particular order or fashion, and individuals may move back and forth between the stages or skip certain stages altogether. Additionally, not everyone will experience all these stages, and the grieving process can look different for each person. The stages of grief provide a roadmap for our journey, guiding us through denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. As we walk through these stages, the Holy Spirit walks alongside us, offering us guidance and comfort every step of the way. Now, going back to our steps of healing. Step 6, allow yourself to remember. Memories are a precious gift from God, offering solace and comfort in times of loss. Reflecting on cherished moments with loved ones allows us to celebrate their lives and the impact they had on us, knowing that Jesus treasures every memory we hold dear. After my father passed away in August of 2019, August the 25th to be exact, that day, my life changed. Our family's life changed forever. For our dad was literally like our Superman. And so one of the things that I did for the first holiday without my father, which was November, which was Thanksgiving, which was big because he was a cook. He was a chef and he did most of the cooking. And what one of the things the Holy Spirit did was taught me how to create these cards. And so what I did, talking about memories, is my dad always had all of these little crazy sayings that he would say that he made up from just anywhere. And so I put all of these sayings on the back of a card and I put his picture on the front of the card. And we had a time where we did memory different funny daddy sayings, different songs he made up, like Paw Paw Baby Bunk in a Boo and, you know, twist around and all the little funny things that he used to say and do. And we played a game as a family. Not only was it a healing, but it was fun. And it was so, it made us feel like he was still there with us in a sense. And so that's one of the things, you know, talking about keeping the memory alive of your loved one and helping to heal. I just shared that with you guys of what helped us as a family unit heal and continue to heal from the loss of our Superman. Step 7, find meaning in the loss. Even in the midst of pain, God can bring purpose and meaning from our grief. By seeking his guidance, we discover opportunities for growth, compassion, and spiritual transformation. Knowing that Jesus is with us in every moment of our journey. Step 8, create memories and practices provide structure and comfort as we navigate the grief. Whether it's lighting a candle, visiting a special place, or participating in a meaningful tradition, these new practices honor our loved ones and keep their memory alive in our hearts, guided by the presence of the Holy Spirit. Me and my dad used to love to go fishing together. So in one of those times when I'm missing him really, really bad, I'll go fishing, you know, or just go sit in the place where we used to always go. Those are ways to embrace those times, you know, that are really, really hard sometimes to get over. This is one of the good ways to do that. With the help and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you cannot go wrong. Step 9, seek professional help if you need to. While faith provides a foundation for healing, professional support can also be valuable. Therapists, counselors, and grief support professionals offer tools and strategies to navigate grief, working alongside the Holy Spirit to bring comfort and healing to your very soul. Step 10, practice patience and self-compassion. Healing from grief takes time, and it's important to be patient with ourselves. Jesus offers grace and compassion in our moments of weakness, inviting us to rest in his love as we journey toward healing. It's important to know, even with people that, you know, you may have a friend or someone that's lost a loved one that are going through the healing process, that are going through mourning, do not rush their process because everyone is different. Don't tell them, oh, it's been long enough, you need to move on. No one knows how long it's going to take someone else to get over or get through or on the other side of healing from the loss of a loved one. That is so important. Step 11, embrace the light amidst the darkness. Even in our darkest moments, Jesus is our light and our hope. Through his presence, we find strength and courage to face each day with faith and resilience, knowing that the Holy Spirit is our constant companion. And again, guys, when I share with you all on the podcast, I am a believer. I love Jesus. Every fiber of my being is because of him. So I come from a Christian standpoint, a Christian with a relationship with Jesus. So I share with you what's worked for me. I'm not telling everyone to go out and get saved. I'm not telling you, you got to do this, you got to do that. I'm just sharing with you tips and points that worked and helped me and my family move forward after the loss of a loved one. So I pray that these things encourage you as well. Step number 12, honor your loved one's legacy. As we continue our journey of healing, we honor the legacy of our loved ones by living out their values. That's so important. And sharing their stories with others. In doing so, we keep their memory alive and honor the love they shared with us, guided by the love and compassion of Jesus. One of the things that I have done when my father passed away, I started writing books. I wrote my first book, I want to say 3 months after he passed away. And I've been writing ever since. And I keep his legacy alive by sharing stories in the children's books that I write that are about my dad. And just really, really continue to talk about the things that he taught me. I am the woman that I am. I love the way I love. I'm the mother that I am. I am the sister, the wife that I am, the friend that I am. And I truly believe it's because of my daddy. My daddy never saw a color. He was not a person that was prejudiced. He loved people, period. He taught us to be that way. He never treated anybody, I don't care who you were, where you were from, like an outcast. He made everybody feel welcomed and important. And I believe that that is my heartbeat. I love people the way I do, and I believe it's because of my daddy, okay? So again, I always want to keep his legacy going. In conclusion, in the midst of grief, we are not alone. The Holy Spirit and Jesus walks beside us, offering comfort, strength, and hope. As we embrace the 12 steps for coping with grief and loss, we find solace in knowing that God's love carries us through even the darkest of times. Let me pray for anyone that is having a hard time dealing with or coping with the loss of a loved one. Father God, I hold up to you my sister or my brother right now that may have lost a loved one. I ask you, Father God, to reveal yourself to them like only you can. Take away the hurt. Take away the pain. Dispatch your ministering angels round about them to comfort them and keep them safe from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, let them know that you're there. Let them feel your comfort. Let them feel you holding them in the midnight hour, wiping away their tears, just as you've done for me and my family. Lord, I ask you to give them strength and build them up on every lean inside. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Now share this broadcast with someone you know that just lost a loved one and just need words of encouragement. Thank you so much for joining us on Keeping It Real with Coach Roz, Coming Off Mute podcast. Until next time, may you find peace and healing in the arms of our Savior, Jesus. I'm your girl, Coach Roz, and if you need someone to pray with or listen or just talk to, contact me at 806-416-7159. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in.